This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A gunman opened fire in Oslo, Norway, killing two people and leaving 10 seriously wounded in what police are investigating as a possible terrorist attack during the Norwegian capital's annual Pride Festival. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Investigators say the suspect, identified as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran, was arrested after opening fire at three locations. Police attorney Christian Hatlo says the suspect is being held on suspicion of murder, attempted murder, and terrorism. He adds, our overall assessment is that there are grounds to believe he wanted to cause grave fear in the population, and the suspect's mental health is also being investigated. Organisers of Oslo Pride have cancelled a parade that was set for Saturday as the highlight of a week-long festival. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reaction has been pouring in from around the globe. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen tweeted, quote, I am shocked by the heinous attack on innocent people in Oslo, end quote. French President Emmanuel Macron expressed his sympathies in both French and Norwegian on his official Twitter account, while the head of the White House's National Security Council told reporters the Biden administration has been in touch with Norway to offer condolences and support. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The bipartisan compromise seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The House gave final approval Friday following Senate passage Thursday. Most of the $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. One day after the U.S. Supreme Court took the stunning step of overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade decision protecting abortion rights, President Biden vows to fight for those rights and criticizes the court. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Before signing a landmark bipartisan law on gun restrictions, President Biden spoke about Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, which now leaves abortion rights up to the states, some of which have already moved to ban abortion or will soon do so.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services. And we're going to take actions to protect women's rights and reproductive health.
Biden was asked if the Supreme Court is broken.
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
But the president wouldn't comment on expanding the court or term limits for justices. I'm Julie Walker.
More than domestic issues have the president's attention. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Mr. Biden is headed to Europe.
The president is looking to sustain the global alliance that's punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Biden's first stop is a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany. Following that, he's on to Madrid for a NATO summit. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is set to address both by video. The trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating, and the aftershocks to global food and energy supplies deepen. U.S. and European officials note the resulting inflation is posing political headaches for the leaders at home and a growing challenge to Western resolve. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran's indirect talks with the United States on reviving the 2015 nuclear pact will resume soon, the Iranian foreign minister said Saturday, amid a push by the European Union's top diplomat to break a months-long impasse in the negotiations. Iran's foreign minister said they're prepared to resume talks, quote, in the coming days. He added, it's important for Iran to fully receive the economic benefits of the 2015 accord. The foreign minister said he had held a, quote, long but positive meeting, end quote, with EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell. Recapping our top story, a gunman who opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district has killed two people and left more than 20 others injured during the LGBTQ Pride Festival in Norway's capital. The Norwegian Security Service called the attack early Saturday an Islamist terror act and raised the country's terror alert from moderate to extraordinary, the highest level. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.